This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Housing data released this week tells a tale of two housing markets, best of times, worst of times, take your pick. First, we learned this week that new home sales grew more than 12% in July, the highest level since 2007. Then we learned that sales of existing homes, used dwellings, fell in July by more than 3% to a level below a year ago. Mitchell Hartman from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting has more on the apparent contradictions.
What's holding back existing home sales is not enough supply. After the housing crash, many homeowners couldn't afford to put their homes on the market. Banks have been stuck with run-down foreclosed properties they can't sell. Lawrence Yun at the National Association of Realtors says this inventory squeeze has been building for years.
Lack of inventory is pushing up home prices much faster than people's income growth, and now is creating affordability challenges.
So in a lot of markets, homes are too expensive for many wage earners. Builders, meanwhile, see opportunity with low unemployment and low mortgage rates, so they're ramping up construction of new homes. Ken Johnson at Wells Fargo thinks that'll attract younger buyers who are finally getting a leg up in the job market.
I mean, the other piece is rental prices. Rent has been skyrocketing everywhere. It's going to give millennials that nudge.
Johnson says we haven't seen a surge in young first-time homebuyers yet, but he's pretty sure it's coming. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.